Guess what I've been doing with my spare time lately?
Singing, that's a very good guess, it's true. What was that? Cutting the grass. You know what? That's a job I have not yet done, and it's getting ugly. So thanks for that reminder. Yes, I've been watching hockey. Any other Canucks fans in the crowd? Oh, good. Yes. And I promise we'll be out, even if you stay for the, which I hope you will, the jam session, the music jam session today, we'll be home in time to watch the game, I promise. But besides all of those things, it is also tax season. Anybody else worried about the deadline? No. Got it all looked after. No procrastinators here, eh? Well, good for you. I was very excited to get it done yesterday. A couple days to spare, right? It's been a few years since I've done our income taxes, but it turns out our accountant is cutting back on his clients, so I think in a moment of weakness, I said, oh, I used to do them. Maybe I could do it again. And, you know, the software does most of the work, right? Which is partly true. It sure does a lot. But I still had a lot of things to figure out. And a lot of instructions and rules to read again and again. I needed a lot of guidance, not only from the official CRA website, but I also went searching for guidance in other parts of the internet, and I even asked a few colleagues and friends who know a thing or two about these things. And some guidance was very helpful, and other guidance not so much. Some was very relevant and applicable to our situation, and some of it not at all. Guidance comes in many different forms, right? A moment of inspiration in the shower. A helpful friend says just the right thing at the right time. A brilliant paragraph in a book. A thought-provoking meme on social media. Even that can give us guidance. Something else I've been doing lately is trying to put together a kitchen cabinet, and I have been studying the instructions carefully. Hours it took me. I needed the guidance of those pictures. Every once in a while, we might even meet a stranger who has a compelling message to share. That is what happened to Philip, one of the disciples, who was traveling around sharing the good news of God's love in Christ Jesus, risen. Philip finds himself walking down a secluded road in the desert. He's out in the middle of nowhere, wondering to himself, what am I doing here? This sure wasn't his idea. But he had met someone who told him to come out to this road. That person was so persuasive. They must have been an angel. The instructions were so compelling. You do know what an angel is, right? Not necessarily a winged, glowing person, but simply a messenger from God. That's what an angel is. someone who brings a message from God. Philip was convinced by this messenger from God to come all the way out here to this secluded desert road. And we might imagine him feeling a little stupid. What am I doing out here? It wasn't his idea to be out on this road. They had other plans. They had just completed a very successful preaching mission to Samaria, and there were plans to go all the way to Caesarea. But now here he is walking down a desert road in the middle of nowhere. And just as he might be about to give up and head back to Jerusalem, Philip hears a rumble in the distance coming from behind him. And sure enough, there's an entourage with a carriage. And as they catch up, Philip sees this must be an important person in this chariot. And Philip senses within himself, like Paul was saying, this urging to stay with this carriage and see what happens. And then he hears it. Someone is reading from the Bible in Hebrew. And it's pretty familiar too. It's a passage from Isaiah. And it's the official himself, this finance minister from Ethiopia. Someone from the farthest reaches of the known world in Philip's world, just about the most foreign person he could imagine. And he's reading from the prophet Isaiah out in the middle of nowhere on this road. Well, if that isn't an opening, then what is, right? So Philip calls out, "Do you understand what you're reading?" The response is a warm invitation. "Well, no. How can I understand it unless someone helps me?" And this unlikely encounter on a country road turns into an invitation and a deep conversation. Philip gladly answers all of the questions of this Ethiopian minister and tells him all about Jesus Christ. Well, the Ethiopian minister is so moved by what he hears that he wants to become a Christian. He wants to follow Jesus. He wants to be baptized. But do you remember where they are? They're out in the desert. Not a lot of water to be had. Well, wouldn't you know it? They came upon some water. Probably not a lot. So the minister says, "Look, there's water. What is to keep me from being baptized right now?" Philip couldn't think of a reason. What a sight that must have been. The great evangelist Philip with an Ethiopian minister of finance taking a dip in a desert pool. It's a strange, surprising little story. And it's a fabulous example of what God can do with a couple of people who are really open to following wherever the Spirit leads. Philip was in the middle of a wildly successful tour. He had plans, but God had other plans. And Philip's openness drew him aside from his planned itinerary. The question really is not, does God speak to us? Because God does. In fact, I would suggest, along with thousands of mystics before me, that God is always speaking to us. The Holy is present and communicating all the time. Now, you might think that you have never had an experience like Philip, who was told by an angel to go out in the desert, but I believe we have all been in the presence of angels, in the presence of messengers who are sharing a word from God, and the Spirit guiding us in many different ways. And I think that most of us have experienced God's Spirit telling us to go somewhere, to do something. We have sensed that urging within us that we should do something that might seem kind of strange. God can take a willing heart and really do something with it. Despite his own plans, Philip was open to God's guidance. His openness created the opportunity of sharing faith. And he was also prepared. Not only was he tuned into God's Spirit, when his new friend asked him questions, Philip was able to respond. He had done his homework. And so when unexpected questions came, he was prepared for that conversation. In order to take the opportunities that God gives us, we also need to be prepared. We need to take time to read and study God's Word, to discuss our faith with each other, to grow in our awareness of God's presence, to attune our ears, our physical ears, but our internal ears are listening to God's Spirit. The Ethiopian minister was also very open. Even though he really didn't understand what he was reading, I mean, it's amazing he was reading it at all in Hebrew, but he was willing to hear about it. He spent time with it. And he had prepared himself to hear Philip's message, even when he didn't understand fully. The Spirit brought these two people together with wonderful results because they were open to the guidance. And it all ended up in baptism, which is a great lesson about baptism too, because God seeks us out even in the wilderness and brings us into the family of God. This story reminds us that baptism is a celebration of God's initiative reaching out to us. Baptism is not so much about us choosing God as it is about God choosing us and then evoking a response. So whether you identify with Philip or with the Ethiopian finance minister, who also happened to be a eunuch, whichever way, this story can teach us a lot about being open to the opportunities that present themselves. In the most unexpected places, in the most unexpected moments, just when we least expect it, God provides us with opportunities to share God's word or to hear God's word. How many times have you faced a challenge, a conundrum, a task, and just powered through it on your own without seeking any guidance? How many of us have tried to put together a shelf unit without looking at the instructions? How many places have you been where you aren't sure why you are there? If we listen, God will guide us into greater faithfulness. In the most unexpected places, even when we have our own plans, God can guide us into being a blessing to others. You've heard of the old saying, out of the mouths of babes. Well, one thought is to try talking to one of our children or youth about faith sometime. Like they were doing right here in this room yesterday when they had their very first youth group gathering. They had a marvelous time. And they had a great conversation about faith, about community, about belonging. They have much to teach us, and we have much to teach each other if we are open to the Spirit's guidance. And if you ever feel like you don't fit into the family of God, if you ever feel like you don't fit in here, remember the Ethiopian eunuch, the finance minister of Ethiopia, taking a dip out in the desert. You could not find someone who is more of a stranger. God's Spirit, God's love is available to all, to all. Some days when we feel like we're in an unlikely place, and other days we are the unlikely people, the ones who don't really seem to fit. But God's Spirit is at work within us and around us, telling us where to go, providing water in the desert, giving us what we need to take the next step in our faith journey. So friends, let us listen. Let us be open. Because whatever our plans might be, God has plans to bless us and to bless others through us. And you never know when you might find water in the desert, just when you need it. You never know when you might be invited to dance again. Amen.